This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning and welcome to Enterprise. My name is Rich Bradbury, and we'll do that again. And this is
Christine Wong.
We're going to be with you for about the next hour or so. Okay, ladies and gents. So obviously there's been a huge emphasis on hygiene and sanitization lately, thanks to COVID-19, with lots of employers sanitizing their workplaces. I can tell you it smells like a hospital in here. Mm-hmm. And people keeping their homes cleaner than ever before in hopes of warding off the virus.
Yeah, so with that in mind, we figured we'd get in touch with Jasmine. She is the CEO and co-founder of the Recommend Group, and she has dealt with these areas of expertise for a very long time.
And for those who aren't familiar, Recommend is a platform that helps customers look for home-related services like home maintenance, sanitization, aircon cleaning, as well as interior design. They basically connect customers to the few thousand service providers in Malaysia who are on their app. So Jess, how has your business changed during the MCO? What's the impact been like?
You know, that's a really interesting question. I think coming up to the movement control order, our demand was actually getting higher and higher month on month. So we were actually showing a very, very good trajectory. When the movement control order was announced, I think the day after, the volumes really tanked because people were busy, you know, lining up to buy stuff and hoarding. Rather than getting their stuff fixed, obviously. So I think in the first week, we saw a very significant volume drop. But interestingly, in the second and third week, the volume started increasing again. So people realized that maybe their air cons weren't working as well as they possibly could, or, you know, the fridge are getting really overloaded. Their washing machines are not being able to wash clothes at 70 degrees. So, you know, we have so many requests coming in from these categories now. That our challenge is more getting the service professionals to the customer's house.
Right. So what have you tweaked to cope with the surge that you've been seeing over the last few weeks and also obviously to comply with the MCO standards?
Okay. So we have done a few things, and they are in two categories. The first category is health and the second category is business. So from the perspective of service professionals, we really went very clear and very strict about our SOPs. So we, you know, tell them what they're supposed to do and what they're not supposed to do. So for example, all of them must wear masks. You know, they have to stand at least 1 meter away from the customer. They sanitize before and after the customer's home, and they take their temperature daily, right? That sort of thing. We even buy and hand out masks to our service professionals so that they have them. And we also plan to introduce somewhere this week or next week an insurance policy that actually protects them in the tiny event that they actually contract COVID on the job. So that's something that we'll be announcing soon, right? So that's on the health perspective. When it comes to the business perspective, we are hoping to do three things as well. The first one is we launched a pre-book program to encourage customers to pre-book their services after the MCO is over. See, what we realized is that, and we actually did a very detailed study on it, is that most of these service professionals, they don't have very much cash buffer. And, you know, they hire a lot of weekly and daily paid staff. So when they realize that their businesses are suffering or they are, you know, stopped from doing their business during the MCO period, their one consideration is whether or not they can release their staff and then maybe hire them back again when the MCO is over. What we are hoping to do to prevent them from releasing their staff and to keep them employed is to be able to fill their schedule after the MCO. So we're trying to do that now to give them a certainty of having jobs, you know, when it opens, so that they have the confidence of keeping their staff employed. So, and during this period, we will also not be collecting any platform fees, right, to maximize the cash going back to them. That's the first thing, the pre-book program. The second one is that if there are any service professionals who are struggling to get jobs during this time, you know, we have a very good platform that allows people around their area to look for them. So, you know, come and reach out to us, and we will also help them for free during this period. The third thing we actually tried is to bring interior design online. So interior design is one of the services amongst our many that a lot of the interaction can happen online with the tools and the platform that we have today. So we have launched also a platform that allows customers to just take photographs of their home, engage one of our designers, and have the designs come back to them in 3 days' time for a very, very low fee.
And how do you think these businesses are coping at the moment? Just based on the people you've heard from and the service providers you connect with, how are they navigating this situation?
To be honest with you, I mean, we talk to our service professionals daily. They are in not a good shape. And it's quite ironic because it is this time when the demand is so high, but the government policies, you know, of letting these people through roadblocks are not very clear. So, for example, a lot of our service professionals are in the essential services. So they help with electricity supply. They help with water, you know, fixes, electrical appliance fixes. But sometimes the police still give them a hard time at roadblocks. So they find it difficult to get to the customer's house. And because of this, some of the SMEs have decided to close off their companies and release their teams for these 2 weeks or 4 weeks, actually. And the impact of that is, well, some of these employees are part of the B40, so they actually don't have much salary buffer. So the moment the companies don't employ them anymore, they become jobless. Thousands and thousands of these jobless guys in the market is never a good idea.
Right. So what is your message, I guess, to other SMEs and the business community out there who are also trying to make sense of this pandemic and the MCO?
Well, I don't know if I can give much message, you know, considering that we are still trying to hack this ourselves. But one thing I would say is, you know, question all assumptions that we had about our business, about the fact that things will go back to what it used to before, because it actually might not. The MCO might be lifted, but the behavior of the people might have changed for good or for worse, you know, whatever your business model is. So, you know, remain flexible, remain open to new ideas, and hopefully we'll be able to pick up our economy faster than expected.
That was Jasmine, CEO and co-founder of The Recommend Group, sharing her thoughts on how business has changed over the last few weeks, and also adding that business may never go back to the way that they were anytime soon. Looks like it's all about the new normal moving forward. As said by Tanshri Mohideen Yassin last Friday during his MCO extension announcement. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll be hearing from Dato Jason Yap, the CEO of Lambo Place. That's all coming up in just a couple of minutes here on Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.